All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I'm Scott from Koenig, Nick from Koenig.
Hey.
You've seen us here before. We've done this before. And we're back with you. So let's kind of go right into it, right? So what has happened is yesterday we put up a video on our YouTube channel that spoke about, well, no, that announced the giveaway winners.
Yes.
Super important that you guys not only subscribe to our YouTube channel, but also click that notification bell. And the reason is because we're going to plan to do things like this more. I actually really liked the giveaway format in the set, and I think a lot of other people did too.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few people say it was too hard. I think it was hard if you've never watched any of our podcasts.
Yeah, but there were a number of people that actually answered the questions. Got a decent amount, right? But how many actually got all of them?
I believe it was 34 people answered all of the questions correctly.
That's not bad.
So there's that. In case you're wondering why Nick's wearing a mask, by the way, is he just had a brief little road trip, so we're still, this is the closest we've been since he's gotten back.
I'm being safe.
He's being safe and he's protecting me.
And
I haven't left pretty much anywhere.
Nope.
So getting back to the contest, a lot of people seemed to enjoy it. They felt it was fun, interactive. We did exactly what we said we were going to do. We announced the giveaway winners yesterday. Congratulations to CMS GT4 on YouTube. He won. I presume it's a he, but they won the set of wheels.
Right.
We've confirmed them as, so there won't be another video coming as far as the giveaway goes. That was good. Then also Basin Motorsports and Victor Wong.
They won the t-shirts.
They won the t-shirts. So it was fun, and we put that video up, and we gave them 24 hours to announce the winners. We'll do other giveaways. That's coming. So stay tuned for stuff like that. Our goal here, besides trying to build up our YouTube community, and when I say community, I mean because we're not just after video views. We don't have ads in our videos, and because of that, this isn't one of those things that we're trying to get you so we can make money. This is one of those things that we're trying to do because it's just another form of communication that we have with you, where we're able to have a little bit more one-on-one time and bring to you a more personal touch, besides a static image or whatever it may be.
Right.
So we're actively trying to build up that community to have the same kind of comments and people participating on the content on the channel and telling us what kind of things they're looking for and what they want to see.
Right. So, and and these guys, like, just when I heard the names, I was like,
I was
kind of surprised, but not so surprised because, yeah, they're names that I've seen before, and they pop up in our YouTube comment section all the time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's always some type of engagement. So it's not so surprising that they won, you know.
There was, I would say out of the 34, I think the number's 34, out of the 34 people that had answered all correctly, I would say that when I looked at, you know, we drew before we even looked at, like, the name or whatever it was. But basically, out of those people, I recognize the YouTube names quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which is good because that means, like, those people really have been listening. And there were some names in there that I had never seen before. I suspect they're new subscribers. So thank you very much. You were super close.
Yeah.
But, you know, I suspect they were new subscribers, and in those new subscribers, there was, a handful of people that got them right. So.
Right, and not only that, but we didn't give an exact time of when we were going to pit this live. It was super random, and it was just like, all right, let's put it up today at 1:30. So we had the video up at 1:30, and in less than an hour, all three of them responded via email saying, hey, I saw the video, I saw my name was called, and that's pretty much it. So
right.
that's how we know they're genuine subscribers that actually...
Right. Now, I will say is that last Wednesday, when I went live, I think I did give a clue. I did give a clue in, I think, the live that we put up last Wednesday on Instagram that I would it would probably be announced in the early part of mm-hmm. this week, and we were running a little bit behind, and people were out taking vacation, and we were a little shorthanded. So you know, look, again, you know, we go live 3 p.m. Eastern on Instagram every Wednesday. So, you know, that's always a good place to get some background information. And we had given, if you don't follow Nick or I on Instagram, not that you have to, but, you know, you'll put the things there. You do it at the beginning, and then at the beginning. Right at the beginning.
In the beginning.
anyhow, if you look there, I had given a few clues to a couple of answers on my Instagram over the past few weeks. And in addition to that, if you had tuned into some of the lives,
answers were given away.
Yeah, we gave some of the answers. So some of these people that we're talking about, they were difficult or some of the ones that they got wrong. Again, it's about being part of our community. That was the goal of trying to reward people for being part of our community, doing a giveaway that would allow the people that have consistently been with us to shine a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was open book. You could find the answers. I mean, they're all there.
I had people even like commenting on my Instagram page saying, yes, I got an answer right. There was like two or three posts where people were like, oh, I found the answer to this one or whatever.
Right.
Do you want to go through the questions?
Yep. So I have the questions here. Some people have been saying about, you know, can you give us the answers so we have them for the record? And absolutely. So question number one, Scott's phase, it was a quote, wheels are blank, not blank. If you've tuned in, I don't have it here. It's on my desk.
I have a thing for that. I'm going to bring it tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll do a little project with that.
All right.
I have something for that.
So one of the things that I've said over and over again in multiple videos, multiple podcasts is, you know, wheels are metal, not magic. And I say this all the time because of the fact that, listen, metal is not impervious to bend and break and stuff like that. And people have to understand that when you have wheels, you have some sort of liability. And we recently just had, a customer that had an issue with a wheel. Their complaint was that they felt that the wheel bent, it had like a crack area right on the edge of the lip, didn't lose air or anything like that, which is great because that's, if you're going to have damage, that's how you want to have it. You want to have it so the tire doesn't blow out.
Right.
But, you know, you can see the mark where, you know, he said, oh, you know, I wasn't going that fast. And look, again, you know, the question will always be, you know, he said, oh, you weren't there. And I understand the argument. And we've also been on the other side of the coin, like as car people, you know, something went, we didn't really understand the whole picture. But like you look at this picture and you can see the edge of the wheel in one very particular spot.
Just hit.
Bent under. And that's what took the lip and made it suffer a crack. What that says is that for the most part, you had a dead-on impact. That means even if he wasn't going really fast, he slid laterally with the wheel turned in a way that whatever caught it, whether it be the edge of a curb or something, impacted the wheel in a way that pushed it under. And so, look, again, wheels are metal, not magic. At any point, you can take something. You know, seven of us could go through a pothole with the same exact car, the same exact speed, hitting the almost the same, but just catching the pothole in just a little bit different of a way. The lip goes here, could cause damage on one situation and nothing on the other.
Be fine. Yep.
That's right. Air in the tires, there's a lot of factors to it. We have done multiple videos on this, but anyhow, metal is, it's, wheels are metal, not magic.
That's it. I'll read off one of these. Name one car Scott has owned previously, not his current car. So these aren't cars that, you know, currently have. Right. And, like, we tried, I think you gave this away in the live stream, but we tried to.
And it was on my Instagram.
And it was on his Instagram. Oh, yeah. Is that, that's why you posted that? Makes sense. Makes sense. I was like, why is Scott giving away answers right now?
But, I was helping people out, man.
But yeah, so one car that Scott previously owned was a 97 Eclipse.
Yep. I was a big DSM guy, and I had a GSX, and I turned the thing into pretty much a drag car. And for me, that was the bulk of, you know, I had a lot of cars. I've had a lot of DSMs. I've had, you know, Evos and Subarus and the whole thing. But the one thing about the DSM was the only car that was like the main car. It stayed when every other car came and left. That car always stayed. And then I had, I sold it probably right around 2009.
Yeah. That was one of the answers. And then we flipped it, and we went to me. So the next one is, name one car Nick has owned previously, not his current car. I feel like we could have tricked people up on this.
We could have.
Put Miata. It's like, I currently own one, I previously own one. But the answer to that one was an 03 Civic Si. I used to daily an EP3. I thought it was the most awesome car in the world. I still do. I love EP3s. Every time I see one on the highway, I'm like, look, an EP3. Like,
I have mixed feelings on the EP3. I always have.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it the shifter? Or is it that the front end's kind of ugly and it looks like a tiny minivan?
A little bit of both. I mean, I always kind of felt like I would much rather have an EK than I would the EP3. But, you know, hey, look.
Well, there were a number of reasons I wanted it. I mean, it was a daily car.
No, it's not bad. I'm just saying.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it was just to be a daily car, and I feel like that is, like, the most disliked Civic there is. I feel like nobody likes that.
Right.
That model, and I was like, perfect. No one's going to steal it.
Probably not. But, all right.
And it was true. No one stole it.
So let's see. Right. Moving on to number four. It says, name someone who's appeared on the Behind a Wheel. No, that's not what it says. It says, name someone who has appeared on the Wheel Wednesday episode. And there's four choices. Gary Busey, Peter Turek, Doubt Kraga Project.
That's three.
What did I say, four?
Yes.
I meant three. Well, Gary Busey hasn't been on one of our podcasts. I think he's crazy, and if you don't know who Gary Busey is, then you should go Google it, because trust me, we don't have the budget to have him on our podcast. Let's see. Peter Turek was on a podcast, but Peter Turek was on one of our regular episodes, and it was not a Wheel Wednesday episode.
It was just a Behind the Wheel podcast. Right,
and Doubt Kraja is one of our sales reps, and he's a Volkswagen hardcore, and he did come on one of our podcasts. So that is the answer for number four.
Yep. All right, let's see. Let's go into the, what is that, number five?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the topic of our first podcast? That was the answer to, well, the choices for that were sponsorship, wheel offsets, and the Koenig Hypergram. And the answer to that was wheel offsets. That was the first podcast that we did, and it's one of the first Wheel Tech videos that we did.
Yep.
If not the first Wheel Tech video that we did. So. Right.
Yeah, I mean, so Wheel Offsets was kind of corresponding with that. Just like you said, it was the first topic we did in the Behind the Wheel podcast. I mean, on the Wheel Wednesday podcast, and it was the first topic that we had really done in-depth video on.
Yeah, and they started, like, pretty far apart. Like, we started doing the podcast first before we started producing videos like that, you know, our Wheel Tech stuff. So there was a good number of weeks before we actually did both.
I think we did the wheel offset right before we started. We released, I think so.
Are but you either, sure? But either I'm pretty way. Sure we did the podcast first and then we did the offset. I'm
sure, but it doesn't change the answer to that question.
Anyways.
So moving on to the next one.
How many podcasts have we done?
So now this was a dead easy giveaway. The podcast, when we announced the giveaway, the topic of that was that we were celebrating our one year
of us doing podcast.
That's 52.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was, 52. So no really other necessarily explanation for that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take it home with that.
So this is the one that somebody actually went on on my Instagram and found out because I had the promo for it.
Right.
But it was in our Christmas episode, what did Nick and Scott dress up as?
Right.
For that, we decided to be a little festive and you know, wear some outfits and stuff. But the options were me as the Grinch and Scott as the reindeer, me as an elf and Scott as Santa Claus, and then me as Santa Claus and Scott as an elf. The answer was I was Santa Claus and Scott was the elf.
Yeah.
Because I thought it'd be really funny if he was wearing elf ears.
Yeah, it looks great. All right, so now the next question. So here's what I'll say about the next question. The next question would have been question number 8, and it was how many sponsorship podcasts have we done? The answer to this would be 4. However, we had we looked at a few answers. We kept seeing 3 and 4 come up, and there was something about it that made us think that there was a possibility that maybe it wasn't clear enough, and we didn't want to punish or penalize anybody. So that question was not even counted. We technically ran off of 9 questions. The purpose of this wasn't to trick anybody. The purpose of this wasn't to trip anybody up. And if there was anything in there that would have made somebody think that, I'm not really sure, I think it was 3, not 4. We didn't even want that to be a factor. That wasn't the fun of this whole thing.
Right. You wanted it to be factual, not like guessing.
Yeah, right. So we eliminated that question. That question was not part of being judged for the giveaway. Let's see. Then question number 9. One wheel was missing in our podcast about the new 2020 lineup. Which wheel was it? And the answer to that is B, or the second one, Koenig Hypergram in the new finish.
What happened was
that we had used all our samples for SEMA display vehicles. They were on Trevor from Motion Auto's Supra, and they were on the A90 Supra from RevMatch TV. And we actually had an additional sample that we brought in to show off and display, and somehow it got misplaced. So we couldn't find it in time. So we ended up getting another sample. But we had the Koenig hexagram there. We had the Koenig countergram there. Hexaform. We had the Koenig hexaform there. We had the Koenig countergram there. But we did not have the new finish on the hypergram. And then we said during that podcast that
we would do it
in the coming week or something, we would have it, and we did. Seven.
And then we got it. We did it. I'm pretty sure we did it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did do it.
Yep.
That was one of the podcasts. All right, and that leads us to our last question. This is the last one, right?
Yeah. Last question.
That leads us to our last question.
And if you didn't know this,
then
you have never watched a podcast to the end. We say this at the end almost all the time.
Pretty much.
A lot.
At least since we started doing it. But the last question was, what time do we go live every Wednesday on Instagram and Facebook? And the answer to that is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We go live every Wednesday, 3 o'clock.
Every Wednesday. So those are the answers. That was the deal. That was the giveaway.
Yeah.
And we hope that everybody really did have a good time. We appreciate everybody who tried to put an effort forward to enter and have a good time with us. We appreciate everybody who tried, who commented. And in addition to that, everybody that has subscribed, old and all the new people that have kind of tuned in to join us, we hope that you'll stay around. We have plenty more of this. And I think the most rewarding part out of all this, and again, I know it sounds maybe a little bit ego-inducing, but I really enjoyed, we had a lot of people send in some messages or comments or emails during this giveaway period, and they said things like, you know, I didn't even know you guys had a podcast, and then I saw the giveaway, so I started listening, and like now I've put you guys into my iTunes playlist, or I'm watching these religiously. Like I went back.
It.
Yeah, we saw somebody that was like, somebody commented, and they said that they had gotten sick. I don't think it was Corona, but they had gotten sick, and they said that they basically went back and watched all the episodes.
Wow.
All the way through, just because they had the time.
That's like 50 hours of podcast.
It's a lot. So, yeah. So I'm super humbled, personally and on behalf of the company that you guys would tune in and listen to our content and consume it, and hopefully it's been valuable to you on some other level without having to feel like you were forced into buying anything.
Yeah. You know what I should have done now that I said 50 hours worth of podcast? Should have listened to that my whole drive, episode 1 through 52.
That's crazy.
That would have been something.
So, with that said, that's our deal, right? That's what we're doing today. Again, we'll be back next Wednesday. We'll have another podcast for you. I think we'll be back on some wheel tech stuff, so hopefully that will be cool. Also, stay tuned for Friday. Our hope is to be able to continue. We had a small little break there, but hopefully we will be back this Friday with another piece of content that you can consume. Again, the schedule here is supposed to be Wednesdays, the podcast. Thursdays now, we're going to be running the kickbacks.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And Friday is going to be
with
A piece of content that's either fun or it's wheel tech related. It's shorter. It will be a few minutes long on Fridays. So that's the days that you want to.
Yep. Tomorrow we got a kickback. Today 3:00 live. Just said it.
Yep.
Every Wednesday 3 p.m. we go live. Tomorrow Thursday we'll do a kickback. Friday we'll have a wheel tech or something fun.
Yeah. So yeah. Right. So make sure that if you're watching this, you tune in to Instagram. 3 p.m. Eastern today, where we'll be going live and doing all that good stuff. Listen, the live is a great thing for a number of people. One, we are happy to talk about anything car or whatever related.
Yeah.
Two, I think that it's a good place for you guys to be able to really ask us different questions or whatever it may be, get an instant answer. And also have a real ability to have a back and forth conversation, because there's plenty of questions that we get, we respond back to, we ask other questions, we go back and forth.
Yeah.
And the good news is, for the most part, at this stage, we're only averaging 30 to 50 people at any one given time during that live.
Yeah, but the conversation goes on. Like, if one person asks a question, a lot of people will help in, and like we'll see, like even in the comments, people will start having like their own little side conversations, and then like we'll chime in later on, and it's like, oh, they already got the answer from like somebody else. So it's beneficial because it's gotten to a point, and I hope it keeps progressing at this rate where it's like it's not even just you or I giving out information. Mm-hmm. You know, the community is.
Developing
conversation amongst itself. So it's definitely something cool to check out.
Yeah. And before I leave here, I think I want to talk about one little thing that we were talking about maybe turning into its own podcast, but we decided not to because we've tortured you guys enough with it. You know, an interesting development happened just yesterday, and that is, for those who are familiar with car stuff, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is run by CTA, which is the Consumer Technology Association, they announced, their CEO, Gary Shapiro, announced that they have made the determination that CES 2021 would be canceled, and they would do it digitally. They would do it as some sort of digital show this year, with the plan that they would return in 2022. What the significance of this, besides the fact that now so many popular and large automotive events have been canceled even through most of next year, is that the CES is one of the largest shows in Las Vegas, and it happens at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Now, the other show that rivals it for size is the SEMA show, and the SEMA show is going to be happening just a few days. Wrong.
A few months.
Having a rough go of it today. But the SEMA show is set to be happening just a few months prior to when CES was supposed to take place. So the exact quote that Gary Shapiro used was that. I don't have the exact quote now, but the point is, I'm going to get the exact quote because I just think that it's important that we're accurate here with our news. Would you agree?
I believe so.
I agree.
Which is why, speaking of news, kind of kick back every Thursday. It'll be live tomorrow.
I like that.
Quick little side plug.
So it's basically said CES 2021 was scheduled to take place in early January, but with the terrible pandemic response in the U.S., the CTA doesn't think that the country will be ready to host an international event by next year. CTA President and CEO Gary Shapiro sent out an email with the now all-too-familiar COVID cancellation language amid the pandemic and growing global health concerns about COVID-19. Shapiro wrote, it's just not possible to safely convene tens of thousands of people in Las Vegas in early January 2021 to meet and do business in person. So the question comes up, if this show was happening a few months after SEMA, So the question is, if CES is already in further down the road, a few months further down the road, in the same location with a very similar sized event as SEMA, does this show and their actions now potentially put pressure on the SEMA show to essentially not have an in-person show and divert to a digital show? I don't know. It's going to be interesting, and I think in the next few weeks we're really going to hear or see a development. But I you know, who knows? I really don't know.
I mean, you pretty much took what I was going to say. Yeah, they're further down the line, further down the road than the SEMA show is. And if they're planning to cancel, what's supposed to be, I guess, a better state, like you would imagine going further down the line, this gets better.
You would hope.
But if they're planning to cancel then, like, I can only wonder what SEMA has in store. I wonder if they'll also try doing something virtual or see what they can.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know, as somebody that's planned a SEMA show, attended a SEMA show, and kind of been into, you know, events have been such a big part of my career here.
Right.
So, I'm not sure that I know that I think that the major draw through through digital and, you know, non-in-person shows is really there. I think that there's got to be some sort of incentive for the consumer to really spend time virtually walking through these halls or these setups. But I also recognize that we may be entering a period where, and I don't want to use this in vain, but there's some sort of, you know, 9/11 thing happening here. And, we're in New York, and so I hold 9/11 kind of really close to my heart. But after 9/11, the way you got through anywhere in security, the way you navigated through airports and travel,
everything started changing.
It was all different, like this. And I believe that COVID could be one of those things, especially for the U.S.,
where the standards are here to stay, and
where our norms may be different. And if our norms are different, we now have to think, is this digital progression something that will become more adamant, or more abundant? Are we going to see now shows doing two versions simultaneously? Are we going to see next year CES comes back with CES in person and CES digital? I just don't know. It's really interesting. Let us know what you think in the comments below about, will things get back to more of a normal, or are we going to reset what normal looks like?
I mean, in my opinion, if it's something that works well and they test it out this year and it works well, who knows? Maybe that'll be their new standard and that's what they do. If they can, maybe they'll do both. Or if it's one of those things that just doesn't work out, maybe they just might not do it at all. And, I worked with other companies before where we try and test out different types of media. I mean, right. Even here at Kona, we try out certain things. If it doesn't work, we'll just can it.
I think that the significance lies here is not so much in, because we're talking about the way people are going to interact or want to do certain things, right? Mm-hmm. But there's this other flip side, which is that we're legitimately seeing an issue where people are talking airlines may never go back to what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Not because people are going to be afraid to necessarily travel, but because this may have shifted people's priorities and their mindset for what they feel is, you know, something that they want to do. For example, you know, you may find a lot of businesses now that aren't anxious to go do, you know, in-person meetings. You know, you used to be, get on an airplane, just go over there, you then, you know, same day, you come on back.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to turn into one of those things where Zoom meetings and all these things are just so integrated now that no one even thinks about the necessary in-person time. Maybe it's going to be one of those situations where, you know, events will have more of a digital presence for people that aren't looking to travel. Offices and businesses alike that had spent months working from home during the pandemic, a lot of them have said, wait a minute, we don't need the overhead of having these big offices when we can scale down and if people could still continue to, you know, work from home in different capacities. Businesses may change the way that they've operated for many, many, many years, decades. You know, I mean, so we're talking about a landscape change. You know, we're talking about a total environment shift. And when that happens, there is this very thought that will events, and not just automotive events, I'm talking about any events. Is it possible that events don't ever really make a strong comeback? You know? I mean, it's possible. Do I think car shows and enthusiast shows will make their way back? Yeah, because showing your car virtually is Instagram. Like,
pretty much.
You know, like, nobody... But so
Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah, I think they'll make it back.
Yeah, they're just trying to work out all the kinks, you know?
But SEMA's not a car show.
No.
That's the one thing that everybody should really understand.
It's a trade show.
SEMA is a trade show. It's not a car show. So
I think just as equally, there are a lot of things that companies can do. Not just using us as an example, but like if you're selling tools or anything automotive related, I think there are a whole bunch of things that they can do in order to do it virtually. Not necessarily like a virtual walk around of like SEMA, because I don't think trying to recreate the experience is the answer. But I think there are a lot of possibilities we can go for.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, it's hard. You know, even this year feels a little amiss to me, besides all the crap we already went through. But like, just in the sense that like now we're planning, we're trying to figure out new products and push new designs out and different things. And this void of feeling like I should be doing something right now, we'd be really working on the SEMA show and different things and planning product to arrive for SEMA. This whole thing feels like, well, I'm supposed to be doing this, but then almost like I'm missing something. So anyhow, that's it. That was just a small recap I wanted to talk about because I don't want to make it its own podcast. But it's somewhat breaking news in the sense that, you know, it's a pretty big piece. It's a pretty bold statement for something that's so similar to the SEMA show.
Right.
To make a statement that there is no possible way that they could have a show at this location and uphold safety measures for people. It's a big statement. It's a bold statement. And, you know, it's really interesting to me about the dynamic that that statement could have on the SEMA show.
Right.
So,
another quick little side note. If you guys want to see or find out about some other events that got canceled, last week we actually did that for our kickback, the kickback topic last week.
Yeah, Joey Redmond covered...
Five events that 2020 ruined. So definitely check that out, because this one is not the only event. Some other really good events have also been shut down.
There's been a bunch of them that have started to cancel out through 2021. And, you know, look, I hope that this thing moves through faster. And I recognize that it requires people to do their part and whatever it may be. And whether you agree with wearing masks or not wearing masks or this or that or whatever. I mean, look, the one thing I think we can all agree on is that, you know.
We just want this to be done.
Well, I mean, even if you have the flu, you could take preventative measures to make sure that you don't give the flu to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you have a cold, you can take preventative measures to make sure you don't push the cold out. And you can also do your best about trying to avoid getting it with, you know, distancing and hand washing and masks and et cetera. So, listen, I would say do what you can do. Like, let's get the heck out of this stupid mode and get back to some sort of normalcy. I'm ready.
Me too.
I'm ready. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'd like to go places without being anxious of trying to, like, double think, like, oh, crap. You know, can I touch this? Can I forgot my gloves. I left my mask at home.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, my sanitizer ran out. Got to go re-up. We got big bottles.
Of alcohol bath?
Yeah.
Just take a bath and alcohol? Anyhow, all right, that's it for this one. We will catch you on the next one next Wednesday. Make sure you tune into the live stream, 3 p.m. Eastern over on Instagram, and we will catch you next week. Take care.
Peace.